We turn now to the human smuggling case in Tennessee against Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man who was wrongly deported earlier this year but brought back to face charges in this human smuggling case. We're also learning who federal prosecutor's star witness will be when he's reportedly put on trial for the human smuggling case. Let's turn now to the Washington Post, Maria Sacchetti. She broke the story and joins us live. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we're learning about the star witness here. Apparently several run-ins with the law over the last decade or so. Talk a bit about who he is and what we're learning.
Well, you know, it's unclear from the Abrego family side, you know, how they or if they know him. But what we know about Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes is he told federal investigators in recent weeks that he met Kilmar about a decade ago. They were both drivers, allegedly, for a for undocumented immigrants, you know, ostensibly a smuggling operation. That's the allegation. And they're both from El Salvador. Hernandez Reyes is much older. He's about almost a decade older than Kilmar. And he used to live in the Maryland area, but said he was an Uber driver and there was too much competition. So he moved to Texas and he founded his own company and took people to different states for $300 to $400 each.
Wow. So talk a bit about what are we hearing when it comes to there's some return for his testimony in this case, right? What do we hear that Hernandez may be getting to help prosecutors here?
Well, he's been in trouble for what we can with the law for about 10 years. It's starting with some issues up in Virginia, there's some public drunkenness, but we also found our convictions, you know, for pleading guilty, usually for drunk driving in Texas. And also, as the government has said, you know, in his case for migrant smuggling and illegally reentering the country after having been deported, the government said he's been deported five times. So, but what a lot of this came out at a June 13th hearing for Kilmar, really the first time we saw him, a lot of his family was in the same room with him after he'd been, illegally deported to El Salvador. So, but with what we didn't hear in that hearing was this story in our story today about Hernandez, the star witness, shooting drunkenly in a Houston suburb. And that was significant. You know, defense lawyers were disparaging him during the hearing, saying, you know, he's a two-time felon, but he's actually a three-time felon. And judges, multiple judges have found that Hernandez, the star witness, actually has posed a danger to the community. And the argument, you know, from Kilmar's lawyers is, you know, there's no evidence that that he poses a danger, and yet, you know, they're letting Hernandez go. Right now, he's in a halfway house, partially in the community, but he's been given permission to stay for up to a year, and will likely get work authorization. But the government has struck a deal with Mr. Hernandez in order to prosecute Kilmar, who doesn't have, you know, he's facing his first criminal accusations.
You know, in the last few seconds here, you reach out to both sides on this, the Abrego Garcia attorneys and also the Department of Justice. What are you hearing from both sides when you pose, you know, the questions to them about this man?
Well, DOJ got back to me today and said, you know, they made the point that, you know, Hernandez is still in a halfway house. Agent testified that he's allowed to, he's partially in the community. There's check-in times. And they said, you know, they're not making any promises about future prosecutions of him. You know, he's scheduled to be released from to leave the halfway house in January. So that's, you know, he'll be out in the community according to what we've told right now. And you know, Abrego's lawyers are, you know, are concerned. They're saying that, that they're, you know, letting someone out into the community who, you know, is a concern in order to prosecute Abrego and who, you know, doesn't have any other criminal issues in his past.